We don't want to just work in it. We also want to work on it. I also believe there's a third dimension, which is to get above it. As business owners, we're not always living above the business, above the clouds. We're not always on the business, and we sure as heck don't want to always be in the business. We're always kind of floating through some of those dimensions, and it's never a 33-33-33 split, but we need to spend a little bit of a time above the business. We need to spend a little bit of time working on the business, and we need to spend a little bit of time in the business. On, in, and above.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. This is our fourth installment of a five-part series on scale milestones. All right, let me take you back briefly where we've been last couple of weeks. We'll talk about what we're going to discuss today, and then I'll give a sneak peek into our very last installment around our scale milestones. So what is the journey that we're on as small business owners? We believe that that journey is going from being the rainmaker where everything depends upon you in the business to becoming the architect of your business. Well, on that journey from rainmaker to architect, are there some milestones that you can hit? Matter of fact, are there some things that you can check off to know when you've arrived at actually becoming the architect in your business? I believe that there is. And so I believe that there's actually specifically five, and we use the acronym SCALE just so that we can remember all five of them. In week one, sustainable revenue, we talked about the importance of getting the business over $1 million in top line revenue and then having a path to 3 million. Number two, we don't want it just to be at a million. We also want it to be growing and profitable, consistent growth and profitability. Number three, we talked about the importance of away time in the business, taking at least 12 weeks off in a year. And then now this week, we're talking about the importance of having leverage in the business. And very specifically, we're going to be talking about the importance of having an executive assistant and also using AI as a tool for leverage in the business. Really, at its core, what we're referring to here is you getting to buy back your time in the business so that you can do more of the things that you love and more of the things that actually do grow the business. Look, the name of this podcast is called Above the Business. It is a nod specifically to Gerber's book, The E-Myth. We don't want to just work in it. We also want to work on it. I also believe there's a third dimension, which is to get above it. As business owners, we're not always living above the business, above the clouds. We're not always on the business, and we sure as heck don't want to always be in the business. We're always kind of floating through some of those dimensions, and it's never a 33-33-33 split, but we need to spend a little bit of a time above the business. We need to spend a little bit of time working on the business, and we need to spend a little bit of time in the business. On, in, and above. Well, when we're doing that, there's times that we're in the business. And there's times that we can get caught up in $10, $15, $20 an hour work when the work that we actually need to be doing is the $150, $200, $250, $500 an hour work. And we sometimes feel like we don't have an opportunity to get to do that. So how do we do it? Well, using and stealing from or borrowing from the concept from Dan Martell, we need to buy back our time.
And one of the very first places to do that is with an executive assistant. Here's the blunt reality. If you don't have an EA, you are one. And you didn't start your business to be an EA. See, I believe having an executive assistant is not a luxury. I think it's a necessity. And whether it's guests I've had on the podcast or whether I've talked about this from a few different angles, I truly believe having an EA is absolutely a superpower. Yes, it can be a little frightening for the first time having somebody in your inbox. Yes, it can be a little awkward to figure out like, hey, do I have an executive assistant? I don't know if I like that language. Who am I to have an EA? Whatever that may be. There's a lot of mental blocks that we tend to have. We sometimes mask them as like, hey, I just don't know what the job description is for an EA. But the reality is we're working through some stuff internally about whether or not we should have an EA. I believe that I've heard Daniel Priestley talk about this, that he's said before, whenever somebody's interviewed him on a podcast about starting a team, he said, I would never start a team by myself. I've always started a team with somebody. I would at least have a partner or I'd have an executive assistant. I'm never going to start anything alone. And I fundamentally believe that. I can't even tell you at this point how many business owners, when we first started to work with them, they didn't have an EA and they rejected it for years, only to finally pull the trigger. They hired an EA and they come back and they say, you know what? I think I should have done that sooner. Now, look, we had business owners had an EA, wasn't a great experience, wasn't a great fit for them, and they needed to go and find someone else. Yeah, absolutely. Heck, that's been the case for me too. Just because maybe you didn't have a great experience with your first one doesn't mean that the best practice is incorrect. Look, my very first EA, which I've talked about on this podcast before, was a full-time in office team member that I was paying more than what I was making at the time. I thought I was being a good student for the executive coaching program that I was a part of. And in that moment, they told me I needed to have an EA and I just blindly went and hired one. Well, she was with me for a year. It actually was successful. She ended up getting another opportunity, left. And I remember as she walked out the door, I thought, well, there goes all that intellectual property. All of that time and effort and energy spent pouring into her. And for several months, I kind of rejected the idea and thought, yeah, that EA thing is just not for me. Really, I had not really learned the actual lesson I needed to learn. Well, one, we're not doing a good job of documenting what she was actually doing. So I didn't have a system to hand over to. I didn't have an EA system to hand over to the next executive assistant. Now, obviously, we built that since then. But at the time, I thought, man, this is going to be exhausting to have to train someone new to go through all of these things. It's not that way if you're building assets along the way. So I definitely believe, look, whether you, there's so many different companies, depending on your individual situation, the company that you're with, to be able to go and get an EA, I will tell you that I was floored about how much an EA could get done at 10, 15, 20 hours a week. I thought for the longest time that at 10 hours, I thought, what are they going to get done in 10 hours? This is a waste of money. And the reality could not be any further from the truth. I have seen other people have shared the same sentiment where someone, they get more done at 20 hours a week than their full-time people do at 40 hours a week because the full-time 40-hour people are not really actually working 40 full hours in a week. And I think that is one of the key parts of this. So that's part one of leverage. And the second part, which we've recently began to really add, is AI. I mean, there's no doubt that AI can give you some leverage in the business. And look, if we're going to become the architect of our business, architects have used different tools. They use blueprints, but they also have different tools in the tool belt. And I think AI is just a tool. I do. Look, there's a lot of discussion about, you know, AI is going to replace all of us and there's going to be no work left. At the end of the day, that's for other people to be able to decide. All we can do is be able to make sure that we are leaning into it, that we're using it, because right now, especially for the next several years, I believe it's going to supercharge productivity. And so that is absolutely the key. The ability to, we're doing some stuff with some AI GPTs that we're creating for our membership to help them to be able to create assets, playbooks, and operating systems a heck of a lot faster, to be able to be a great thinking partner for them. I think I have probably four different subscriptions to AI that I use currently. There's probably more out there that I can supercharge. I'm trying to stay on the cutting edge. I'm in some groups that
people share the tools that they use that help them. And I'll go and take a peek at that. There's obviously a lot of AI that's getting built into tools that you probably already use now. I've talked to Steve Suggs about this, about how he's integrating AI into it. And look, I'll be the first admit, sometimes it gets a little exhausting and nauseating to kind of talk about it. I'm really, quite frankly, a little tired of hearing people talk about the demise of humanity in regards to AI. And I'd rather just get down to what specifically and practically right now are you using it for? How are you using it? And is that something that could supercharge my own productivity? And I think that's the right approach for us as small business owners. To me, it's just simply not worth the breath to get into the other discussions right now. At the end of the day, we got mouths to feed, we got bills to pay, we got businesses to grow and be profitable. And that's what we're going to do. And let's use AI to be able to help us with that. That's my mindset with it. And I hope that that encourages you as well. So in this milestone, we want us to have leverage in the business. We want us to be able to get the $10, $15, $20 an hour task off of us so we can do the $100, $150, $200 an hour task. If you've not read the book by Dan Martell, Buy Back Your Time, cannot recommend that enough. That's absolutely in my top five most recommended books. He goes details into that, some of our assets we've created at the expressed written permission from Mr. Dan Martell himself. We've been able to integrate into some of the tools that we use, but his book is fantastic. And that has also encouraged some other people to finally kind of take the leap into deciding to hire their very first EA. He gets into that, what he calls the buyback rate and some other things in there. So definitely go and check out that book. But when you get your executive assistant, whether they're fractional, 10, 15, 20, 25 hours a week, or whether you decide and have the need for a full-time EA, that's absolutely one of the milestones. It allows you to do the things that you love and do the things that actually grows the business. Milestone number one, sustainable revenue. Milestone number two, consistent growth and profitability. Milestone number three, away time. And milestone number four, leverage with EA and AI. All right, everyone. Till next episode, lead well and go be great. And next week, we finish out our scale milestone series with E. See you then. You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.